The new film American Sniper is based on a true story. It's about Navy SEAL Chris Kyle. Kyle served in Iraq, and he was known as the most lethal sniper in U.S. warfare. Actor Bradley Cooper plays Kyle in the film. In this scene, Kyle and his son happen to meet another veteran in a convenience store.
We met in Fallujah. You saved my life.
I did?
Yes, sir. We were stuck in a house until you came in with First Marines. You were the one that carried me out.
How are you? You all right? You hold up?
Great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just grateful to be alive. Why don't you come down to the VA sometime? The guys would love it. They all know who the legend is.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
Hey, okay. Buddy. Your dad, he's a hero.
Chris Kyle is considered a hero, but Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr has another term for it, uncertain hero. And he says uncertain heroes are at the center of other films opening up this holiday season. Ty Burr, welcome.
Thanks, Lisa.
So what do you mean by uncertain heroes? Is this kind of unwitting heroes or anti-heroes?
These are characters that are doing what we consider heroic things, and a lot of people around them consider them as heroes, but they themselves are doing what they consider business as usual or something that just needs to be done. And in fact, they're beset by doubts. Everybody else is lionizing them, but the films tend to be about their own inner processes and how they come to terms with doing things that are just need to be done but yet have consequences.
So you can see how American Sniper, from which we just heard a clip, fits into that scenario, because probably you and definitely I have never talked to a soldier or a Marine who would call him or herself a hero.
Right. And the remarkable thing about this movie, it's about him going over there to do what he sees as his duty and then coming to grips with the moral implications of it. And the more he does it, and he's really, really good at it, the more he buries down his doubts, his uncertainties. Chris Kyle certainly doesn't think of himself as a hero, even though everybody around him is telling him so, because he knows what he's done.
There's another film out. Again, it's a true story about a soldier from World War II, in this case. Unbroken stars Jack O'Connell as Louis Zamperini. He's an Olympic runner who served in World War II, and his plane crashed in the Pacific.
Right, and then he managed to survive 47 days in a raft with a fellow flyer, only to be, quote, rescued, unquote, by the Japanese, and then he was put in a series of POW camps.
And this character seems at least a little more typically heroic.
True, but he is also carrying doubts. He's a poor kid from California who started out pretty rough before his brother set him on the straight and narrow with running. And in the scene we're about to hear, you can hear some of his doubts that he carries with him.
If I can take it, I can make it.
Precisely.
My brother Pete used to say that. He used to think that I could do anything. He used to think that I was better than I am.
Who says you're not?
That, again, is a scene from the film Unbroken. You know, there seems to be, Ty, a lot of so-called based-on-true-story films coming out in the theaters this holiday season. There's Wild with Reese Witherspoon, who plays author Cheryl Strayed. Cheryl wrote in her memoir Wild about setting out to hike the Pacific Crest Trail after a series of crises.
Correct. And it's remarkable in that it's one of the few films I've seen about the inner life of a woman as she's doing something that most people would consider, well, some people would consider crazy, some people would consider brave, valiant, heroic. She's walking 1,100 miles by herself with a monster pack on her back from California to Oregon.
And this is as she internally makes the journey after the death of her mother. She had a divorce. She was into drugs and promiscuous sex, and then she tries to reflect once she's on the journey of how difficult it's going to be to leave the trail.
I'm desperate for it to be over. But I'm terrified, too. When I'm done, I'll only have two dimes to my name. But I'll have to start living. And I'm nowhere near ready.
You know, she doesn't sound heroic yet.
No.
I imagine things change.
And even by the end, I mean, there's a personal triumph for getting through this, but it's not something that she's carrying around and saying, look how great I am. And in fact, the book that Cheryl Strayed wrote from this is really about the process of coming through some very, very difficult personal issues by trying to walk away from them or walk past them.
That brings us to a film that you can give us a little bit of a preview of, because it's only now getting in widespread distribution. This is A Most Violent Year.
Yes, this is the third film written and directed by J.C. Chandor. He's a really unusual filmmaker in that one of its focuses is the morality of American business. Nobody's going there. Arguably, more people should. This is a film about a heating oil salesman in the 1980s in New York in what is a very cutthroat, competitive, corrupt industry. He's played by Oscar Isaac. What makes him unusual is that he wants to be ethical. He wants to do, he doesn't make a big thing of it, but he wants to do the right thing. And the scene we're going to hear right now is a meeting between the Oscar Isaac character, his lawyer, who's played by Albert Brooks, and a terrific supporting performance, and his wife, played by Jessica Chastain, as kind of the Lady Macbeth of Queens.
All right, you need to go home right away and start going through our set of books. How far back are they going?
I would imagine when you bought the business from Anna's father.
I'll get into it.
One other thing, the bank. I need you two to sit down with them. I set up a dinner. I want you both there. Just be upfront. Be honest. I don't anticipate a problem. God knows they've given money to bigger crooks than us.
Jesus. What's interesting about the movie is that it's actually very sort of low-key. Despite the title, there is violence in it, but it's not a heavily stylized movie. It's very straightforward. Oscar Isaac gives a very low-key performance as somebody who just wants to do the right thing, and that makes everybody look at him as if he's crazy, because it is the 80s and it is New York. And then we get to Selma, which is sort of the last film in this group of films that I think of as being about heroes who don't really want to be heroes and don't think of themselves as heroes.
Okay, so this is based on the 1965 voting rights marches. Let's listen to a little bit of the star of this. This is the man who plays Martin Luther King Jr. This is David Oyelowo.
As long as I am unable to exercise my constitutional right to vote, I do not have command of my own life. I cannot determine my own destiny, for it is determined for me by people who would rather see me suffer than succeed.
We just heard the public Martin Luther King, what we're used to hearing. The film also gives us the private Martin Luther King, who is beset by doubts. And there is a moment in the film, there's a number of sequences where the marchers try and cross a bridge, and they're faced by the combined might of the police and the white response. And one of them, he chokes. All of his fellow marchers think he's chickened out, and he thinks he's chickened out. And there's some scenes afterwards where he tries to parse why he'd had this moment. It's a really unusual, you know, we think of Martin Luther King as this icon. The job of the movie, and it's quite successful at it, is to humanize the icon.
You know, it's funny because in the bigger picture, it sounds like in terms of audience appeal or popular appeal, maybe the uncertain hero has a lot more appeal in cynical times than the hero.
I don't think we trust heroic heroes, the clean, unflawed, perfect heroes who plow a clear path to triumph with a soundtrack music lifting you up at the end. You get some of that in these movies. They don't want to send people away entirely bummed out. But I think we're at a period in the culture where we want to actually examine what heroism is, what we think of it as, what we can do to act in these ways, even though we certainly don't think of ourselves as heroes. I think that's one of the added benefits of these movies, is that they cause us to reflect on what we would do in similar situations. And I think they make it look reachable, what these characters do.
We're talking about uncertain heroes in the movies with Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr. To see a list of all the films we've been talking about, go to hereandnow.org. Ty, nice to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.